Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larker hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Averill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Averill moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Demeter moves to second. 2 outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Will. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Will's applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Averill. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Averill steals second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Ashburn scores. Will moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherry moves to second. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larker for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to third. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Erle Virrell. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Kindle moves to second. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Lou Johnson now playing center field. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Maury Wills. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Rosporo pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rosboro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Rosboro reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Davis scores. Rosboro moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Norm Larker. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. Gilliam scores. Howard moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ben Johnson now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Bob Aspromonte now playing shortstop. John Rosboro now playing first base. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bausch bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Drysdale now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sherry hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider pinch hits for Bob Aspromonte. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. Mo Drabowski now pitching. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosboro strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gilliam strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing second base. Wally Moon now playing left field. Frank Howard now playing first base. Charlie Neal now playing shortstop. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Drabowski bunts towards first. Howard juggles the ball. That's an error on Howard. Morin moves to second. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Walt Morin. George Altman pinch hits for Mo Thacker. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmer scores. Drabowski moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Hegan pinch runs for George Altman. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Will takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a line drive towards first. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Don Zimmer now playing left field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Demeter hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 5. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.